got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, over the weekend, I went and saw Wicked in Sydney. It was an amazing show. I've seen it before. It held up. Honestly, it was probably good. Better than the last time I saw it.
Sure.
They're bringing it down to Melbourne in the next few months. So if you get a chance, absolutely put it on your list. But we were at the show, and there's one thing I always hate about going to a show that is very well known like that.
Okay.
It's that there's always someone in the crowd that is like, this is my moment.
This is my moment.
I'm going to sing along. So when I went to see Hamilton,
right.
I had watched Hamilton in lockdown. I was so excited to finally go and see it on stage. And I sat down in my seat, and behind me there were two girls who decided it was their turn to be the star. And the whole show, I just heard them singing along. And I was like, it's great. Sing along when you're watching it on Disney Plus. Don't sing along when I've paid $100 for my ticket. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So the whole show, I just sat there and took it for Hamilton. And I told my friend Maddie this story as we were getting to the theater. I was like, I really hope, like, Wicked's a very well-known play. I really hope we don't sit in front of people that decide they want to sing the whole time.
Okay.
And so as we sat down, we were on the very end of the aisle. So it was Maddie and then me and then a couple of strangers.
Sure.
And these strangers decided that the show was great, but they wanted to start a podcast during the show.
They were chatting.
Oh my God, Tim. Like, obnoxiously chatting for like the first three numbers.
Okay. So is it weird? Is it kind of like a different space for you? Because normally I feel like you're the person. People
100%.
Are like, oh my God, she just won't shut up.
Shut up.
And
but when I'm in a theater.
Okay.
I've been taught proper theater etiquette. You walk into that theater.
No one has ever seemed cooler after saying, I know theater etiquette.
There's nothing worse. You've paid all this money for a ticket. You just want to sit down and enjoy the show. And there's people just like...
You're telling me Defying Gravity starts being sung on stage in Wicked. And you're just sitting there with your thumbs twiddling going, well, of course, I'm not going to get into one of the all-time songs that I love.
No, I would never sing along. You can't sing along at a show like that. Are you kidding me? We're paying to watch them sing, Tim. It's not a concert.
Sorry, when I went to Kings of Leon and I started singing Sex on Fire, Caleb Followhill, the lead singer, he was like, excuse me, sir. Are you in the Kings of Leon? No.
Completely different, because the theatre is very quiet. You can hear a pin drop, right? And so these people were just chatting, laughing and like carrying
on. Oh, my God. And then, get this, we went to a kids park. Kids smiling. I paid my ticket and your kid comes here and smiles?
But it's like serious scenes. They're not laughing at the show. They're laughing at something else. And so,
oh, sorry. The serious scenes in Wicked? Is this when the little munchkins get crumpled by the Wicked Witch of the West?
Okay.
Guys, this is serious. This is based on true events. Shush. Zip your lip. Shh.
Well, Maddie and I are looking at each other. And she gives me the look of like, are these people for real? And I looked at her back saying, just leave it. It's fine. And she leaned across me.
Oh, no.
And hit this person in the arm.
Oh.
And was like, oi, shush.
So not just a shush, but she's physically assaulted this person.
Well, I don't think she meant to hit them that hard, but because she was leaning across, it was a pretty hard hit. And they, to their credit, were quiet for the rest of the show.
If someone hit me at a show, I'd probably zip my lip too.
I was mortified, Tim. I was like, oh my God. Like, it's what I wanted to do, but I wouldn't have done it. 52232955. Who was in the right? Because obviously, very annoying.
I just think... I think
but very bold of my friend to do this.
Can you shush an adult?
Can you?
They're paying taxes.
But I really wanted them to shush. Like, it was so annoying, and I wanted to use more choice words than that.
52232955. Can you shush a fully grown adult? Give us a call, adult.
Now, absolutely can if they're being annoying as hell.
At the start of the year, I went to the Harry Potter's Son and the Nasty Darkness, whatever it's called.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Yeah, that show.
It should have been called and Harry Potter's Son and the Nasty Darkness. You're right.
If you've seen the show, I feel like I've described it really well.
Yeah.
And there were four kids under 10 sitting in front of us. And yep. they were having a bit of a chat. And they're just kids, right? And the women sitting next to them didn't know them. Or no, they were sitting next to me, sorry. And they were like telling the young kids to shush at yep. this show. And I was like,
they got to learn. They got to learn the theater rules.
Oh, God. I don't
know. If I take my kids to the theater and they start asking questions, mom, what's going on? Shut up.
I was just saying to you in the song that it's very rich of you to have this belief when I've been to the movies with you so many times and you just talk so much.
The movies are different. The movies are different.
You've got to respect them both or neither of them.
The bloody Jennifer Lawrence and Hugh Jackman aren't right in front of me. On the stage. They can't see me as I'm sitting in the cinema.
Shh. You're being obnoxious. Jess from Lara, can you shush a grown adult?
100% you can.
Okay. You like shushing them?
Jess, you would have leaned across and hit these people as well.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't have gone about it quite like that. I may have done the whole excuse me and done the finger to the mouth, the shush, you
yep.
know?
Yep.
But I completely agree, 100%. There's a time and place, especially with those situations. You've paid so much for the tickets. They're not cheap.
No.
You don't want someone gap-bagging in front of you all the bloody time. You want to enjoy the show, so shut up.
I paid to hear Alphaba sing, not you, mate.
Okay, all right, jeez. Okie dokie. Jen in Bell Park's giving us a call as well. Jen, can you shush a grown adult?
In that situation, 100%.
Right.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. Jen, talk Tim through some theatre etiquette because clearly this boy doesn't understand the rules.
I'm a man of the stage. I know these things.
I've got a little theatre around the world. So I've gone to West End and Broadway.
Oh,
and
jealous.
The theatre etiquette is 100%. You can sing along in the finale and you can mouth the songs throughout the show.
Yes.
But that's it.
Who's policing
this? And
then
if you need to talk to someone, it's a whisper.
Yes.
Jen, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Because to me, maybe it just seems, I don't know if this was just the high school that I went to. You know when there was like a special speaker and people are speaking and they're like, I'm not going to keep going until everyone speaks. And then eventually someone's like, guys, shush. Mr. Daniels isn't going to be here forever.
I've been on the stage, like in the Geelong ones.
Oh.
And people on the stage also want you to be quiet.
Yes. Yes. Can you imagine how distracting
like,
it is?
I'm a performer as well.
Jen,
so
we were getting...
it's like etiquette all around.
We were getting so annoyed because they were letting... the ushers were letting people in the middle of the songs after they were going to the bathroom.
All
like,
right.
Everyone knows...
Hey, this has turned from theatre etiquette into white people problems, and it's a very fine line, so I'd be very, very careful.
Jen, thank you, Jen.
Thank you very much for calling. Shh, never call again. We're allowed to shush grown adults. I'm going to do it too.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, after going on a bit of a wander down to Eastern Beach, we had an idea. We had a thought. We thought, you know what? No one's ever done a radio show, from what we understand, from the giant Skywheel on Eastern Beach. Can we be the first? We needed to reach out to someone to get confirmation. That happened yesterday on the show.
Yes, we are the first radio show to be doing this in Geelong. So it's a Geelong world first.
Because it's the first time in Geelong, which is
a
part of the world.
Absolutely. And Tim, it's not often that our little harebrained schemes find their way into fruition.
Brandon, who helps run the giant Skywheel, the big Ferris wheel on Eastern Beach, he said, yes, you can do it. Not only can you do it, tomorrow, Wednesday, is perfect weather. You're doing it on Wednesday. And we said, fantastic. So 3 to 6 tomorrow, we're going to be the giant Skywheel. I believe we do have some free rides to give away. So if you are listening in the area or you want to come and be there after school, mate.
Yeah, be listening tomorrow afternoon. We'll let you know how you can get your hands on some free tickets for the Skywheel.
A few things that we need to tick off. So I've already made an executive decision that tomorrow, music-wise, there will be a lot of circular songs.
Great.
That involve round...
yep.
Spinning.
Sure.
Circular things.
Circles.
Yeah, circles.
Yeah.
Because guess what we're going to be doing tomorrow?
Going around.
Going in circles.
On a circle. Can I suggest, while we spin around and listen to songs about going around in a circle, we also eat some circular things.
Love it. I've already got an idea. Have you got something?
Yes.
Okay, what have
you got? I may have already got something in the works.
I may have already thought about something and haven't got it in the works yet, but I am going to say it tomorrow and make it happen.
Excellent. I think we should have a circle-themed show.
Well, I'll say one that I haven't done any work on, but yeah. just by the good faith of the universe, I'm pretty sure that this could happen. I want a pizza.
Oh, of course.
But the only pizza that I think is appropriate is a pepperoni pizza.
Well, because it's going to have small circles on the big circle.
Circles on circles.
You're so...
While we're doing circles.
They don't pay you enough. You're so smart.
My accountant says the same. If you have
any... Can we get the delivery driver...
Right.
...to deliver the pizza...
Okay.
...and...
Come in for a chat?
Yeah.
Because you know how...
Get on the ride with us.
Some of those fast food ones, it's like, here's your driver.
Yeah.
Sarah loves Essendon.
Yep.
She's 22... And listens to country music. I want that in real life.
Yeah.
If you have any suggestions of what we can do while we're on the giant Skywheel, 52232955, because we're going to be on there for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Bathroom breaks is something we need to discuss.
I hold it most days.
Are we doing,
I think I'll be all right.
Are we doing the caravan rule?
What's the caravan rule?
Don't do it in there.
Well, yeah, of course. There's no we in on the Skywheel, mate.
Or twos. I need a verbal confirmation.
From memory, I'm pretty sure there's a public toilet around, across the road.
A toilet, mate? I hope there's a toilet. That'd be great.
How dare you?
That'd be sick. But, I mean, that'd be sick.
We can see the public toilet, but obviously we won't be allowed off the Skywheel.
Because then it won't be a Geelong World first.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Again, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, live on Eastern Beach. 26 degrees and sunny. We're going to be on the giant Skywheel.
I know it's not technically a circle, but the spiral potatoes, they go around the stick.
That's so silly.
And I go around
now you're taking the
Mickey. Skywheel.
You're taking the Mickey out of it.
I just want one of those spiral potatoes, please.
Okay. All right. You know what circle? Caviar. It's more of a sphere, darling, but it makes sense, so we'll make it happen. Tomorrow, 3 p.m., giant Skywheel. We'll see you there.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, I know how much you love talking about my wedding plans.
It's weird. I like talking about your wedding more than I ever talked about mine.
That's because you have no financial stake in this wedding.
I figured that out. Okay, fair enough. Yes, it's been great since you and your fiancé got engaged. How many months has it been now?
Oh, God, when was it? May.
Yeah, May.
It's been a few
months.
I
know that that's a rich question considering I was with you when you got proposed. But if you're listening right now, it's a very exciting moment, the wedding planning, if you're really into it.
I am loving and enjoying the wedding planning process.
Mm-hmm.
My fiancé, Akshay, is realizing that the girl he thought he was going to marry
right.
is not the girl he
the
is
woman,
actually getting.
The woman he will wed? What do you mean?
He's just realized that maybe I have more champagne tastes than lemonade.
But you don't strike me as a champagne. No offense, you strike me as like Fanta
Thanks.
Light.
It's yeah.
like real. You don't because you've always said you're not a girly girl.
No.
You're,
oh, look, I'm a girly girl
you're
for
feminine,
sure.
Feminine, but not a
but
girly.
But I'm
girl.
Not like I'm not a brand girly. I'm no. not a let's spend money on you know things that aren't useful.
Like a Prada
girly.
Bag.
Yeah.
Ah.
Look, I love a handbag, but I'd sure. rather buy a $20 one from Kmart than spend $300
put
on a
all
handbag.
The money in the handbag instead
yes.
of have a handbag and no money 100%. To put in it.
Okay. But it turns out when it comes to weddings, even if you don't have champagne tastes, there is no other option.
Champagne is the entry level for most
yes.
wedding venues, unfortunately.
Yeah. And so, look, we talked about, okay, we're at the stage where we're picking our wedding rings. We found Akshay.
Oh, the bands.
Yep,
nice.
We found Akshay's beautiful, he just wanted a plain gold band.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to get an absolute ripper deal
the guys
at
get
Cariah
it.
Village.
Stereotypically, the guys have it pretty easy
yeah.
when they pick a ring.
Like 100%.
It was a 15-minute process for me, and I imagine it was pretty simple for
well,
you.
Well, we went to a few different jewelers because it was a very basic design. So I was like, well, I'm going to get the best price on this because it doesn't really matter what jewelry shop we go to. So we managed to get his for an absolute steal.
Great.
Like, it was probably half the price we were expecting to
awesome,
pay.
Awesome.
I was like, excellent, more money for mine.
Which I reckon you're the first person to have ever said that in that specific situation.
So my engagement ring that Akshay picked for me is a one-of-a-kind design.
Right.
So lovely.
And you don't know how much it costs.
I have no idea how much it costs. I know from what he told me, it's expensive, it's one-of-a-kind, and it can't be replaced. So if I lose it, I will never get that ring again.
Okay.
Which means it probably wasn't cheap.
Stressful, okay.
And so... I found a wedding ring at one of the jewelers that we were going to, and I thought, oh, this is a
like
beautiful...
Like a common jeweler.
Yes.
Yeah,
just
it sounds like a bad thing.
A common jeweler.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is beautiful. It doesn't quite fit flush with my engagement ring, but that's like, I was like, oh.
You didn't mind.
I didn't really care. And then I showed a few people and they were like, oh, your ring should really fit flush. And I was like, sounds expensive. But then Akshay insisted that I go to the jeweler that he got the original ring from and have it designed.
Because they can then match it properly.
He's like, you know what you like now? This is the ring you like. So why don't you go and get it and they can make it flush.
Wait, before you guys got engaged as well, you went and like kind of did some investigations on what you'd like for rings. And it turns out you do have quite champagne tastes, don't you, when it comes to rings?
I picked the ring that the one of a kind, you know, cannot be replaced ring. That was me. That was my choice. So this is all my fault.
Okay.
So anyway, he was like, let's get the get a quote for the ring. And if it's too much, like if it's a matter of a couple of $100, just get the custom one.
Yeah.
We're spending all this money. We may as well.
Over a lifetime, it'll be nothing, right?
It's something you're going to wear, hopefully, forever.
Every single day.
Yes. So anyway, got the quote back today.
Now, I only use this button for people swearing on the show, but you've asked me to prepare it in case the number is something that is...
If you think it's an obscene number that I should be embarrassed about,
okay,
I want you to bleep it.
Stunning. Let's go.
So the quote that we got, the original ring from the common jeweler was
okay.
Which I don't know how much, I don't know how much people are spending on wedding rings.
Yeah.
But the custom ring came in at Now
for the wedding band, not the engagement ring, the wedding
band. No, the wedding band. So I can only imagine how much more expensive the engagement ring was. However, they did offer us a 20% discount because we got the engagement ring. So it would only be... But it's basically double.
Yeah.
it's basically double.
Oh, it's not as bad as what it could be.
That's what I said. And I said, Darkshay, basically take off like $400 because that's the money we saved
you
on your ring.
You just have to live a little longer for it for it to break kind of more even. I know that's a lot of pressure asking you to extend your life.
We are talking about going to Europe for our honeymoon next year. And Akshay looked at me and he was like, your rings in total are half of what we're planning to spend in Europe.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean?
Okay, well, and I know we've been talking about this a little bit long, but I just want to offer something on the flip side. If he came to you and said, hey, there's this thing I want for the wedding. It costs blank amount of money.
Yeah.
Like same amount of money as the quote you've just got. How would you feel?
I think it would financially ruin me. Right. So I don't know. Like we're buying it together, but it's really, it's not my money we're spending. So.
Good. All right.
So what do you think I should do? Do I look at the ring forever and go, it doesn't fit in because I wanted to save money?
Yep.
Or do I just go, let's go champagne showers, baby. Let's...
Option C, is it too late to cancel the wedding?
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Yes, 52232955. If you've got a name, we are going to spell it, Tim.
We've spelt 57 so far for the year.
Correct.
We're trying to get to 80 by the Christmas Day show. So
I
think we were in big trouble 2 months ago, and especially when I took a month off for paternity
leave. It was a grim month, Tim.
I think I know we have been cheating a little bit, but...
Would cheat?
I feel like I've been giving...
Wouldn't let that word come out of my mouth.
Giving us 2 points. We've got a fair few names to spell, so let's get into it. Holly from Belmont, you want us to spell your daughter's name. What is it?
Marley.
Okay, Jess
so
is going to have a go
first. Spellings of Marley, Tim.
Yep.
I'm going to go M-A-R-L-E-E.
Yes.
Oh!
Do we get 2 points if it's the first go off the...
Nah, because it seems cheap. But you know what? I'll allow it. Holly really liked the name Marley and the unique spelling.
Thank you. It's her grandmother's name put together.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
It's better when it has meaning. Holly, thank you so, so much. We love that. We're going to move on to Stephanie from Geelong West. You want us to spell Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, Stephanie did tell me off the air, Tim, that she's never had her name spelled correctly.
Okay. Now,
so she's not throwing us the softball here.
I'm going to go a bit of the no doubt, a bit of the Gwen Stefani route. I'm going to go Stefani.
No.
Like Stefani?
No.
Okay.
Stephanie is spelt depending on how old you are.
Right. Now, how old are you, Stephanie?
Well, I'm 48, so it's the old-fashioned way. It's
you're
the PH.
Spring. Ooh,
okay. She's giving us a clue.
Okay, Jess, come on. You
all
got
right.
This.
Stephany.
No.
You silly duffer, Jess. Stephanie, how do we spell your name?
Stephanie.
Oh, well, what?
Is that the normal way?
Yes.
That's the normal way.
Right, so you played a silly bugger, Stephanie. Fair
Damn
play
it.
To you. Talia's in Cario. Talia, whose name are we spelling?
Mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Talia, I'm going to go T-A-H-L-I-A.
No.
Oh, so many ways to spell it. What do you think, Tim? T.
I've already had my think.
Yeah, you're
you
right.
You need to think your think.
Okay, I'm going to go T-A-H-L-E-A-H.
No.
Oh,
Talia, how do we spell
the disappointment,
your name?
Tim.
Yeah, I know.
T-A-R-L-I-G-H-A.
All right, we could be here for 16 years.
G-H-A!
And it just wouldn't have happened.
G-H-A! Talia, have you ever heard your name spelt correctly?
No.
Okay. Well, let's finish off on a high. Angel in Geelong. I love your name, but apparently we're not spelling it. We're spelling your daughter's name. What is it?
Her name is Adira.
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 Ooh, yes, lordy.
One of the famous tennis players, I think it's Serena Williams, she just called her daughter the same name, so probably had it first.
Okay. Jess, you got this. You got
okay.
this.
Okay. Adira.
No.
Okay.
Okay. I went too literal.
Adira.
No.
Oh, that is pretty, though.
Angel, you're breaking our hearts. How do we spell it?
No, sorry. It's A-D-I-R-A. Very simple.
Oh, yeah. We've both gone way too literal.
We got way too confident, Angel, or Angle, depending on the spelling. Yeah. Not here to say how your name is spelled.
Don't get me started. Everybody spells my name wrong.
All right. Thanks, Angle, for calling.
All you. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, when it comes to fast food, not a lot gets by me.
You are my go-to person. Yeah. That and fruit prices that aren't good for the current climate. They're my two that I go to. And microwaving information and advice. They're the big three.
A few years ago you mentioned to me, actually it was almost a year ago to the day, you said to me, hey, I think Red Rooster have just rebranded. And I said, Tim, they've been doing that since 2020.
We even investigated how much it would cost to start a map where you could go to recent, like the logo changeover for Red Rooster.
Uh-huh.
It was so expensive.
Yeah.
But it was willing. If we had the money, we would have done it.
They've slowly started rolling that out, and they've made another change over, like just in the last week.
Right.
Over the weekend, I managed to go into a Red Rooster and got myself some lunch.
This is incredible.
I know. And I didn't think I'd be stumbling upon something so massive. But it turns out Red Rooster have made a huge change.
Okay.
And I think they were thinking no one would notice.
So it hasn't been marketed?
It hasn't been marketed. Red Rooster, when you typically go to a Red Rooster, what's your go-to order, Tim?
I do like getting the little peas and the corns.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
And then, I don't know, I go there so infrequently.
A classic roast then.
Yeah.
Sure.
And, yeah, like a chicken something.
Yeah. What drink would you typically get with your Red Rooster order?
Well, normally I would get, because historically there's limited options of what they shelf, but I would say like a Coke, no sugar.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Usually a Coke, no sugar.
Yeah.
Sprite, maybe a Solo.
Wow.
Coke is no longer partnered with Red Rooster.
Wow.
Over the weekend.
Wow.
I discovered Red Rooster is a Pepsi establishment.
That is huge.
That is huge, right?
Because if McDonald's changed from Coke to Pepsi,
you would hear about it.
Sandra Sully would come out of retirement. And she would break the news to us in an epic report.
I mean, typically, of the big fast food chains, KFC has historically been the only one that's been carrying Pepsi.
Stuck by Pepsi for a long time.
And now you can get Pepsi. And not only Pepsi, the new Pepsi Vanilla.
Pepsi Cola, yeah.
Which is like huge.
It's pretty good.
And I was freaking out when because we're having dinner with a couple of mates and we'd ordered some, big feast of Red Rooster.
How slow is your day that you're freaking out?
I was like, guys, Pepsi at Red Rooster, because I am a Pepsi girly. Give me a Pepsi Max over a Coke No Sugar any day. But I know that not everyone shares my opinion.
I think they're wrong. I think Pepsi's going really well at the moment.
Is Pepsi going really well? Like, I feel like they're definitely going better.
Now,
I just don't know if they've topped Coke yet.
And this isn't a big call.
Right.
Because I know I like to make big calls. But is Pepsi bigger than Coke right now?
I mean, I feel like Pepsi Max.
That's my... Yeah, because I don't drink Pepsi. I drink Pepsi Max.
Yeah, I feel like it's like Pepsi Max and Coke No Sugar at the moment. That's the battle. And I would take a Pepsi Max over a Coke No Sugar any day.
52232955. Is Pepsi bigger than Coke right now?
Well, I mean, they've overtaken them.
They're moving and shaking.
Red Rooster is now a Pepsi place.
Well, because the main four fast foods for me are McDonald's, Hungry Jack's, KFC, Red Rooster, right?
They're
the main standard ones.
Yeah, the OGs.
It's a 50-50 split now. Hungry Jack's is still on the Coke side, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe they'll come for McDonald's next.
I think they should go for Hungry Jack's, and then they've got the monopoly except for McDonald's, and McDonald's back again.
Do you know what? I haven't been to Hungry Jack's lately. Maybe Hungry Jack's has made the change already. We don't know.
You'd be brave to do the work.
If someone is out there and they're driving past a Hungry Jack's, can you please pull into their drive through and let us know?
Come on! All thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.